ever been in the presence of someone who is presenting themselves as an expert and come to find that they have no idea what they're talking about? I hope that's not your experience this morning. But think about a time when that has happened to you, where you've been with this person who has no idea what they don't know. If we think about today's gospel, this dramatic event, there is so much going on where people have no idea what is going on. And it's interesting to me because as I prayed about this over this week, I thought to myself, some things never change. You know, we live in this world where a certain person gets an idea in their head, and then all of a sudden they're an expert and they know everything. And they start talking trash, and everybody follows along. And that happens no matter what kind of bent you have, whether you consider yourself progressive or liberal or conservative or moderate, no matter what it is, we're going to cling on to that thing that we hear, that we believe in, and run with it. And that's problematic because we see what the outcomes can be when a group of people buys into a story, but they don't know what they don't know. Think about this. Here's Jesus entering into Jerusalem, and people are worshiping him, throwing things down in front of him and welcoming him. And then not a few days later, are screaming out for him to be crucified. Only because they were so easily whipped into a frenzy by somebody who claimed to be an expert. And in the meantime, in our human experience, who is it who is expert? Jesus Christ. And throughout all of this, he remains silent. I recall another version of this gospel where Jesus prays out loud, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." How often do we not know what we're doing? How often are we just going through the motions? Think about what brings us here. We come here to turn bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And how often do we come here and simply go through the motions? This Holy Week leads up to our greatest of high feasts. This celebration of Easter, which is what we celebrate each and every time we celebrate this Eucharist. Our salvation, our leader in Jesus Christ, his human experience can be adopted into ourselves, into our own hearts, so that we can know what we don't know. Because God is unknowable. But what we do know is God made himself as knowable as he could in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's a challenge for each and every one of us because it's so easy for us to grab onto something that we hear in the gospel and use it to contradict something else that we hear in the gospel. And so we come here today to honor, to worship, to celebrate, to give thanks for our salvation. But in doing so, we have to orient ourselves towards God. We have to orient ourselves towards the truth of this gospel. And that can be challenging to do because oftentimes it results in ridicule and it can result in death. Joseph of Arimathea, he was one of those leaders. And if we listen at the end of the gospel, it says, Joseph courageously went to Pilate to ask for the body of Jesus. Joseph of Arimathea was courageous enough to go against the throng of believers in pursuit of the truth. The centurion recognized, surely this was the Son of God, because he was paying attention. And by the time Jesus died, that centurion knew what he didn't know. So I ask all of us this morning to challenge ourselves, to think about what we don't know, to acknowledge the mysteries that exist in our life, but also to be resolved to follow the truth of the gospel, to be resolved to pursue understanding of what Jesus and God wants from each and every one of us. And that requires honesty and courage. So this morning, let it be our prayer that we may be honest with ourselves and courageous enough to pursue the truth of the gospel regardless of the costs, to discern and understand that there is a difference between right and wrong, good and evil, and to make that choice for good, even when we don't completely understand what the consequences of that are going to be. And that's why we pray for courage.